Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Project Management, Practice Questions for the CAPM Exam by Peter Landini is a focused study companion designed for candidates preparing for the Certified Associate in Project Management credential. Rather than teaching project management from scratch, it supports learning by giving you a large set of exam-style questions that mirror the kind of thinking expected on the CAPM. The book helps you translate PMI terminology and framework concepts into practical decision-making under time pressure. It is especially useful for learners who have already reviewed core references and now need repetition, pattern recognition, and targeted practice to identify weak areas. By working through questions across predictive, agile, and hybrid contexts, readers can build comfort with common exam traps, such as confusing similar terms, selecting best next actions, and distinguishing roles, artifacts, and processes. Used consistently, the book becomes a feedback tool that strengthens recall, improves pacing, and boosts confidence for exam day. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building CAPM readiness through exam-style practice. A major value of a dedicated practice question book is that it turns passive reading into active recall. This title is structured around giving candidates repeated exposure to the kinds of prompts and answer choices they will face on the CAPM. Instead of simply memorizing definitions, you practice selecting the best option among plausible alternatives, which is exactly where many test takers struggle. Working question sets also helps you develop pacing, learn how to eliminate distractors, and recognize common wording patterns that signal what the question is really testing. As you progress, you can track which domains consistently cause mistakes, then return to your main study materials with a clear target. This loop of attempt, review, and remediation is one of the fastest ways to raise scores. The book also supports incremental study sessions, making it easier to fit preparation into a busy schedule. For candidates who feel they understand concepts but underperform in timed practice, this approach improves exam readiness by training decision-making rather than just knowledge. Secondly, coverage across predictive, agile, and hybrid approaches. The CAPM exam reflects modern project management, including predictive practices and agile or adaptive ways of working, often in hybrid environments, Practice questions that span these approaches help you avoid the common mistake of applying one mindset to every scenario. Predictive questions tend to emphasize planning, baselines, change control, and stage gate decision making, while agile-oriented questions emphasize iteration, feedback, prioritization, and team collaboration. Hybrid scenarios require you to judge which elements should be planned upfront and which should remain flexible. By practicing across these contexts, you learn to identify cues such as evolving requirements, customer involvement, delivery cadence, or regulatory constraints, then choose responses that align with the situation. This kind of situational judgment matters because CAPM items are frequently scenario-based rather than purely definitional. A well-designed practice set reinforces the distinction between artifacts, events, and roles, and helps you interpret what is being asked when terminology overlaps. The result is broader competence and fewer errors caused by using the wrong framework for the scenario. Thirdly, strengthening understanding of PMI language and concepts. Many CAPM candidates find that the hardest part is not the underlying logic, but the specific language used by PMI. Practice questions repeatedly expose you to that vocabulary until it becomes familiar. This includes distinguishing between closely related terms, understanding how processes and documents relate, and recognizing what is considered an input, tool, technique, or output in a given context. By encountering similar ideas in multiple question variations, you build conceptual clarity rather than memorizing one phrasing from a textbook. That matters on exam day because the CAPM often tests whether you understand relationships and purpose, not whether you can recite a definition. Practice also highlights typical confusion points such as stakeholder versus customer expectations, risk versus issue handling, quality assurance versus quality control, or scope validation versus scope control. Each mistake becomes a signal about what concept needs reinforcement. Over time, this repeated exposure makes you faster and more accurate, and it reduces the anxiety that comes from unfamiliar wording. The book functions as a language immersion tool for PMI-style project management. Fourthly, learning to choose the best answer in scenario questions. Scenario questions reward candidates who can prioritize actions and apply professional judgment, not just those who know terminology. A practice-focused resource helps you train that judgment by presenting situations where multiple answers sound reasonable. Through repetition, you learn to identify what a good project practitioner would do first, what should be escalated, and what can be handled within the team. You also learn how to interpret signals about project constraints, authority, and governance, which affect the best response. For example, in a controlled environment, you may need formal change control, while in an agile setting, you may handle changes through backlog refinement and prioritization. Scenario practice builds the habit of reading carefully for role perspective, timing, and objective. It also supports exam strategies such as eliminating extreme options, separating corrective actions from preventative actions, and selecting responses that align with stakeholder engagement and value delivery. This skill often creates the biggest score improvements because it transforms knowledge into action. Candidates who struggle with indecision benefit from learning consistent decision rules through many varied question prompts. Lastly, using practice results to plan an efficient study strategy, practice questions are most powerful when they guide how you study next. A key topic supported by a question bank is the ability to diagnose weaknesses quickly and build a targeted plan. After each session, you can group missed questions by domain or concept type, such as scheduling, risk, stakeholder engagement, communications, or agile principles. This allows you to focus review time where it will produce the highest gains rather than rereading chapters you already know. You can also track whether errors are caused by lack of knowledge, misreading, or running out of time. Each type of error has a different fix, such as revisiting definitions, slowing down on keywords, or practicing under timed conditions. A structured routine might include short daily sets, weekly mixed reviews, and full-length timed practice nearer the exam date. The book supports this kind of progression because it can be used flexibly, from quick drills to longer sessions. Over time, your practice history becomes a roadmap that reduces wasted effort and builds confidence through measurable improvement. In conclusion, this book is best for CAPM candidates who have already completed or are currently completing their core learning through a course or a primary reference and now need structured practice to convert that learning into exam performance. It is also a good fit for people returning to study after a break because question sets quickly reveal what has been forgotten and what still feels solid. The main life benefit is efficiency and confidence. By training active recall and scenario judgment, you waste less time on unfocused review and build a clearer understanding of how project management concepts are applied. That confidence can carry beyond the exam into entry-level project roles, where you must choose appropriate actions, communicate clearly, and align work with constraints and stakeholders. Compared with many similar books, a dedicated practice-focused resource is worth buying because it provides volume, repetition, and variety, which are hard to replicate from a single textbook. It complements any study path by giving immediate feedback and helping you refine both knowledge and test strategy. For many learners, that combination is what turns studying into a passing score. If you would like to support Peter Landini, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.